Welcome to lesson 9, where we get into the gospel. What is the gospel? Now, the first thing we want to talk about is after we've been through all this discussion on your worldview, and we said your worldview then turns into a set of beliefs you take that can lead to values you embrace that then lead to actual behaviors. What beliefs have you decided you consider essential? As we look at these, we go to the upper left corner that talks about something we call truly situational relativity. Things like wearing a head covering, homeschooling, drinking a glass of wine, things that not everyone would agree with, but think it depends on the situation. We move to the lower left that talks about autonomous relativity. What's your favorite song? What do you think is the best book of the Bible? What's a favorite place to eat? What's the best type of church music? Then look at the lower right corner. What are objective truths that are really non-essentials to the gospel? Young versus old earth. We have a lot of arguments going on today if the earth is young or old. Is that really an essential element of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? It's not. The gifts, the sign gifts, tongues, views on predestination and Calvinism versus Arminianism. Those are hot topics, but they are not part of the gospel. So we look in the upper right corner, what we consider essential, objective truths that tie directly to the gospel. We have here listed six things that we go through in this series to make sure we're grounded on them. Again, though, this isn't a definitive list. People can have some nuances in this list, but these are what we consider in this ministry to be the essentials, the deity of Christ. Repenting for your sin, the atonement, the fact that there was a penal substitution for what you've done, the fact that God exists, the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross and he had a physical, not a spiritual resurrection, and then the only way to activate God's working and living in your life to transition to what we call being Christian is placing your faith alone in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So, if you go to the next slide, we get into then these essentials. What are they? These are the bullseye targets. You can have a lot of peripheral things that you can talk about and discuss, but we want to know what are the essential things that a person has to believe to become Christian, to be in the Christian worldview, to transition from this world into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So here are those that we talked about on the previous slide, those essentials with accompanying verses, and each one of these we go in depth on. But if I were to think of one verse that accompanies, that just kind of encompasses this whole thing, it's 2 Corinthians 5:21. He, the Father, made him the Son to be sin, who knew no sin, so that we, you and I, might become the righteousness of God the Father in him the Son. Jesus isn't sin. Jesus didn't become sin. Jesus is perfect who took our sin. And this verse says that is the key, is what the Father put on the Son, and the Son achieved it on our behalf. So we have a video here you can watch at the end from Michael Patton, his ministry, Credo House, that gives an explanation of the gospel. Let's go to the next slide. So when we talk about the gospel, we want to always talk of it in terms of a biblical perspective, not just on what we think. So the gospel has what we call the difference between the means and the method. The means are what exactly is are non-negotiables. The gospel is a Christ-centered worldview. The gospel is all about what we call turning Greeks to Jews. It's giving people a very clear understanding of exactly what biblical doctrine says. And lastly, the gospel, if it's nothing else, it's a very reasoned, clear presentation of Jesus Christ. Now, what method does God use? This is pretty incredible. He uses people to reach people. And not only does he use people, he works through the base things, the people who are of no account. And lastly, it's not a specific targeted shot you take. It's scattering the gospel. It's throwing the seed everywhere. It's getting that message out there. We're going to look at each of these. You can see the verses. We're looking at this in depth as we move forward in our lessons in Book 1.